Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to our good friend Steve Moore. Steve Moore has been with us for almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. What a great gig. I don't envy too many people of their jobs, but I'm kind of a little bit green with that one. That's a great, you got to be a great job. He's the author of a number of books, including Return to Prosperity, The End of Prosperity, then the follow-up to that, Return to Prosperity, the new book that's just out now, Who's the Fairest of Them All, Taxes and Wealth in America. Steve Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, great to be with you, and it's amazing. We've been together now 10 years.
Almost 10 years. How about that?
That anniversary. Amazing.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back.
You're 15 years now on the air, right?
Yeah, we just celebrating our 15th year. In fact, November was our 15th anniversary of our broadcast, but this month is the 15th anniversary of our internet simulcast.
Wow.
So not too many people have been simulcasting on the internet. Microsoft didn't have a player 15 years ago.
Right.
Hey, Steve, we've done a great job. You've been doing a really great job of covering the fiscal cliff negotiations, or I should say I'm not sure you can actually call them negotiations. The best two falls out of three wrestling match, I guess, maybe would be the best way to describe it, between the White House and Congress. Can we actually say we averted the fiscal cliff?
Well, you know, I mean, we did pass that bill that extends the Bush tax cuts for 98% of Americans,
right.
And you know, to some extent,
they're now final, right? There's no more sunset on those, is there?
I know, and they are they're permanent. So
yeah.
You could make a case that the big winner here was George W. Bush because this validates those tax cuts,
but, right?
You know, the problem is that the taxes that are going up, you know, those other 2 or 3% that are hit by those
right.
taxes, those, you know, you and I have talked 100 times, I mean, those are small business owners, medium-sized business owners who are employers. And,
right.
you know, two-thirds of those people, the top 2 or 3%, two-thirds of them are people, as I always put it, are people who sign the front end of the paycheck, not the back end of the paycheck.
Right.
And so...
Well, and the point out about those people... Those small businesses that are going to get gigged, is that the income that they're going to have to pay taxes on, is probably what's called phantom income, meaning there's not any cash in the bank account to pay those taxes.
Well, because, a lot of times that's true, and then of course capital gains taxes are going
right.
up, and that's the lifeblood, though that's the seed corn for investment in small businesses.
Right.
The dividend tax is going up, which is a double tax on income.
How much is that going up? How much is the dividend and the other tax going up?
Capital gains. So both of those we taxed in 2012. We taxed capital gains and dividends at a 15% rate.
Right.
And now they go. This is interesting. They go from 15% to 20%, which is what they were during the Clinton era.
Right.
But people have to remember. You know this, Jim. But it's worth reminding listeners that there's also a special tax in the Obamacare law.
Right.
There's an investment tax surcharge, and that's 0.8%. So, in fact, capital gains go and dividends go from 15 to 20, and then 3.8% on top of that. So 15 to about 24%, that's a 60% increase in that tax.
And what you just said is about Obamacare is one of the reasons why small business owners are scared to death of that law.
Yeah.
Because they really don't know all the shoes that are going to drop on them.
You know what? It's so funny you mentioned that. I saw a Rasmussen poll the other day that less than one out of every four small business owners understands the law.
Yeah.
Understands what it's, you know, only one out of four. So
well,
that means, you know, 75% of businesses don't have any idea what this bill is going to do to them. But they do know it's going to hurt their employment. It's going to make it much more expensive to hire workers. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to employers with, you know, 40 or 30 workers, and they say, I will never, 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 as a businessman or woman, I will never hire the 50th worker.
Right. Well, you know, that's exactly right. And that's one of my predictions. One of my predictions for 2013 is that that's one of the reasons why unemployment is going to stay high because of that. But in our poll, online poll this week, we asked them, what will be the impact of Obamacare on your business? Here, the first opportunity was Obamacare will be good for our business. Zero chose that. Zero.
Yeah. And then, by the way, this was something that was sold. Remember, President Obama said, this will be good for businesses. It'll lower their health care costs.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that.
I think so. That's right. Steve, hold on to that thought. You want to give us a website besides WSJ.com?
That's the one.
All right. Wall Street Journal, WSJ.com. The new book is called Who's the Fairest of Them All? Taxes and Wealth in America by Steve Moore. Stephen Moore is the name of the book. Quick break. 20 after when we come back. Steve's going to talk to us about his now famous interview with Speaker Boehner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.